Good morning. It's Thursday, June 24th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. One person is dead and several others hospitalized in Miami, Florida, after a high-rise building partially collapsed overnight. The 12-story condo tower was built in 1981. It's unclear how many people were inside the building at the time of the collapse. More than 80 Miami-Dade rescue crews are in the area overnight, combing through the rubble, looking for survivors. Utility crews are on standby across the Pacific Northwest for this weekend's heat wave. While they say our energy grid is in good shape, the higher temperatures we're expecting will definitely add strain to the systems. Experts are warning the sudden spike in heat can be dangerous for your health, so have a plan to cool down if it gets too hot. Fire crews say there was no new lightning near the S-503 fire burning in the Warm Springs Reservation area to add to problems yesterday. They're still working to mop up the perimeter. Firefighters have now managed to get the S-503 fire 30% contained. They also say they're hoping to make more progress before the heat wave hits this weekend. The Oregon Department of Corrections tells us Governor Kate Brown took 12 months off the sentences of 41 inmates. Those inmates helped fight the wildfires that swept across the state last year. To qualify for the commutation, inmates had to meet several requirements based on their community risk factors and their housing plans upon release. New weekly jobless claims are expected to decline. Last week's unexpected increase in new claims ended a six-week streak of improvements in initial filings. Experts predict the decline of claims will continue, with more businesses reopening and a high demand for labor continuing. A bipartisan group of 21 senators are bringing a $953 billion infrastructure plan to President Biden today. This comes after weeks of back and forth and multiple breakdowns in negotiations. Democratic lawmakers have considered using reconciliation, but passing a bipartisan measure would allow them to use the budgeting process for different priorities. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com. Or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.